Sources on Capitol Hill contend this is a very serious investigation into possible Russian connections in the Trump political inner circle. And those investigating contend the alarm bells are ringing, especially now. An unidentified Democratic senator says the Comey firing was a gift to Russia. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders, deputy White House press secretary, reiterated the timeline of events to quell the conversations about contradictions with this president and the Comey firing.
I'm going to read it to you all again just to make sure we're all on the same page, because I want the sequence of events to be perfectly clear to everyone. The president over the last several months lost confidence in Director Comey. After watching Director Comey's testimony last Wednesday, the president was strongly inclined to remove him. On Monday, the president met with the attorney general and the deputy attorney general, and they discussed reasons for removing the director. The next day, Tuesday, May 9th, the deputy attorney general sent his written recommendation to the attorney general, and the attorney general sent his written recommendation to the president. Hopefully that clears up some of those things. And with that, I will take your questions. Steve Holler.
Sarah, why did the Lester Holt interview the president just had made a number of remarks? Why did the president think that James Comey was a showboat and a grandstander?
I think probably based on the numerous appearances that he made. And I think that it's probably pretty evident in his behavior over the last year or so with the back and forth and I think that it speaks pretty clearly. Those words don't leave a lot of room for interpretation, so I think it's pretty clear what he meant.
When were these three conversations that the president had with James Comey about whether he was under investigation or not? He said one was at dinner, two phone calls. Was that since January 20th or when?
That's my understanding, but I don't have exact dates on when those phone calls took place.
April Ryan, AURN News.